Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We have so much fun on this show every single day. We are glad that you are part of it. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys, hanging out. We had a great conversation with Jesse Bates. Go listen to what Jesse said. And for those of you who missed it, we're going to play some of it for you a little bit later. Also coming up, AJ Terrell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Those guys are the rocks of our secondary, and we need the young guys to step up. Mike and I were talking about it. We're going to get to 4th-and-1 coming up here in just a little bit. More on what we saw and the anticipation of what camp is going to be this year and this team. And so, look, I know everybody thinks, to Mike's point, I just had a guy hit me up. What's the Cousins update? There is no update. Cousins was throwing with the quarterbacks. He's doing his job. What do you guys think he's going to be out here in a costume like it's Halloween?
Like he's out there. I think some of our audience think he's up on top of the hill in a hammock. Like, hey, man. My name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
I don't get it.
Guys, he's here. He's under contract. Yes, we have the world's most expensive backup quarterback. So be it. And you guys know the drill. He'll be on this roster until somebody else around the league has an issue with their starting quarterback.
Yeah, I just feel like we've
and got then, by the way, we can't get a good pick. Is it well leverage?
Well, then you do.
Yeah.
If in fact,
if it happens
that way.
Late in the preseason.
Yeah, if it happens that way. But you, I have to get out of our minds that this is going to be a distraction. That's why I was so impressed with what he said yesterday. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like I said, know your role. Rock said it. Play your position. And if he does that, guys, things are going to be fine. And his teammates aren't mad at him. Nobody's fussing at him. Like, he's here. He's doing his work. 404-726-0929. Do want to mention this before we talk about what's going on around the league, Mike. Tiger Woods put out an Insta video saying that, yes, the course is big. He's talking about Oakmont. And he said that this winter, this weekend, U.S. Open, 125th U.S. Open is this weekend, guys, our third major of the year. He says there's no faking Oakmont. You have to be able to be a long hitter, and you've got to be great around the greens. And so, you know, coming from a three-time U.S. Open winner, obviously Tiger won in 2000, 1-08 on one leg. We know that story.
Right.
But he was just making a video and wishing the guys the best of luck. He's not out there, obviously, guys. Torn Achilles, he's recovering from that. But I find it interesting. This is going to be a tough course on these guys.
Right. And who's going to handle the pressure? I mean, Scottie Scheffler versus the field. I would think doing my Calcutta tonight with my buddies from high school. And I think, you know, the first bid's always is a bidding war for Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like Bryson DeChambeau in this one. Pretty funny video that the University of Pittsburgh just put out. The Pitt Panther Rock apparently played the course. And let's see here. He shot an 81. Carl, he believes. So, again, with his paw holding the scorecard.
Of course, yeah, covering it up.
But anyway, the course, as you guys know, the rough is incredibly rough. You saw the video of the guys with the lawnmowers pushing them around the other day, old school. So the ball goes in there. It makes East Lake literally look like a pitch and putt. And then the green's going to be super fast because the U.S. Open, PGA sometimes gets a knock for being too easy. The U.S. Open is always a torture chamber.
DeChambeau, long hitter. Scheffler, Rory. Problem with Rory is, I think, Mike, once he won the Masters, it was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I just, you know, you and I, even though when he won the Masters, there's going to be one round where he's going to implode.
Yeah.
And if you have that implosion at this course, you might never get back in the mix.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Starts tomorrow, guys. We'll be telling you and giving you updates throughout the weekend here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don, back at the studio. Let's get to 4th and 1. I find this interesting because it's a quarterback league. Apparently, Mike, Saquon Barkley has taken over the lead when it comes to merch sales. You know who the leader was? Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Now, after last season, and look, Saquon's going to be on the cover of Madden. Have you ordered it yet? I have. It looks unbelievable.
They're talking
year.
About, like, halftime shows now.
It's great.
They're talking about, it's incredible, the extra production. Got to be honest, though. Now, I haven't, as you, Carl makes fun of me all the time, I haven't bought a new Madden game since Mike Vick was on the cover. But, I mean, how much does that take? How long does it take you to play when you got a halftime show?
Well, you can always fast forward through.
Hit that A button?
Yeah, well, I think it's B.
On PlayStation.
Yes. Xbox for life. But, yes, I am, I'm going to go fast forward through that. But they have all the things that you could ever imagine. But here's the deal. Running back Saquon Barkley, he topped the NFL's end-of-the-year retail sales list, passing Patrick Mahomes for merch. And I just find, look, the Chiefs fans, when you're winning like the Chiefs, all of a sudden fans are popping up all over. They're in every state, and they want to, you know, follow Patrick Mahomes and his greatness, and I get that. But Saquon Barkley had a year for the ages, and then to win the Super Bowl the way they did, it doesn't surprise me. But the fact that it's a running back does a little bit, because didn't we think the running back was dead a few years ago?
Well, certainly some general managers were trying to kill off the running back, or at least any kind of big contract. Derrick Henry got his extra extension with Baltimore. Of course, Saquon got his contract. The Giants still ruined the day they let him go, which, you know, obviously he didn't love sticking it to him. But yeah, you see it with Bijan, and you see it with Jahmyr Gibbs, and around the league, you've got to have it. So yeah, the reporting of the death of the running back was premature, because these guys are still getting paid. I'll be curious to see what our guy, what Bijan's contract is going to look like down the road.
Yeah, marketability, influence, all this stuff goes
Plus,
into this.
The video when he stops and basically levitates backwards over a dude.
Crazy.
Was something, even like, you know, if you watch the NFL your whole life, you've never seen that.
So this is why I bring this up. Top five list, Saquon, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts was a Super Bowl MVP. Get that. Jaden Daniels is in the top five. Then you have C.J. Stroud, quarterback, and then Josh Allen. So, at number 7 was Lions passer Aiden Hutchinson. Mike, he got hurt, but that tells you the popularity of what people think about Aiden Hutchinson. Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons is on this list. Justin Jefferson. Here's what I'm getting to, Falcon fans. Where's our guy? When we got
Bijan? Is Bijan anywhere on that list?
Not in the top 10.
All right.
And that's what I'm saying. When we have some guys on this list that people around the country are like, man, I got to get that jersey. I got to get some merch. That's when we know, I think, we will have arrived. Everybody last year was shocked with Jaden Daniels and the season he had. He jumps up the list of sales. NFLPA did not provide specific sales figures on these guys, but the bottom line, that's the top 10. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow says he supports Trey Hendrickson, Mike, but I don't know what will happen. Okay, so is he – he's not saying pay him. He's saying I support him, but I don't know what's going to happen. You know, when his boy wanted his money, he was like, we need to pay him. And they did. I don't think Trey Hendrickson is going to be there when the season starts. I just don't.
Well, I mean, look, this team has put all the money on the offensive side. They got a guy in Shamar Stewart who can't get his contract. He was complaining yesterday, saying stuff we haven't heard a rookie say in a long, long time. Basically saying that this insinuating that the Bengals organization is dysfunctional.
Yeah.
That you guys have seen it before, looking at the media. But, hey, man, these guys want to win arguments. They're trying to win football games.
Were you surprised he said what he said, though?
Yeah, I just think for a rookie in 2025, well, first off, this is more a reflection. I don't know if it's more about Shamar Stewart, who there were some stories about pre-draft and post-combine, that maybe this guy's love of football. So those guys are going, yeah, see, I told you. But then the Brown family are one of the cheapest owners in the NFL, which made giving the money that they've given to T. Higgins and what they're going to do with Jamar Chase a little confusing. Because how do you not take care of Hendrickson, who's done his job the last 5 years?
I think he might have spoke too soon. Meaning, he's not wrong. They're trying to get him to have a clause in his contract.
But you don't have to sweat equity in that team to start throwing that out there.
And nobody else has the clause that he's asking or they're asking him to have. I just feel like you keep that behind closed doors. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is not keeping things behind closed doors, guys. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, do you believe Aaron Rodgers, who said this yesterday? He's 41, by the way, starting his 21st NFL season with the Steelers this year. I did what was best and made the best decision for my soul.
you know, can you just stop? Just stop being that guy.
That's what he said.
I mean, like, again, if this is now, if he's some,
Mike, he said, I don't need to do it
right
for my ego.
Yeah, some people, they talk so much BS over the years, they start to believe their own BS, right? We've seen that with some syndicated ghosts, not to name names.
Mike, he said, I don't need to keep playing. These are things he said yesterday.
Well, he's only making $13 million this year, so I mean, he's not like putting somebody over a barrel. He thinks he can win a Super Bowl. He loves Mike Tomlin. Okay, let's see how this relationship matures over the course of the season. Apparently, he and Tomlin are on the same page, and that's great. But yeah, the idea that it's good for the soul, said he's made decisions financially before in the past and with his brain, which he's going on to regret. So this apparently is where it's going to come from. His chakra, Carl, it's going to come right here in the core. It's got to come right here.
He said the Steelers were his only true option for this upcoming season. There were discussions about the Giants and the Vikings, but Rodgers admitted yesterday, yeah, there were conversations with other teams for sure, but this was my only true option. And that made this decision very fairly easy. Either way, look, we can buy into anything that he's saying. This is all going to come down to how this team plays and whether they get to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Right. More on how did this guy get married and no one knows who this woman is, coming up in Guy Talk, Carl, in about an hour and 20 or so.
All right, guys, other things that are happening. Jerry Jones, appreciative of Micah Parsons attending minicamp. He's looking to sign a new deal. I don't know if this is going to be a distraction, but here's the deal with the Cowboys. You signed CeeDee Lamb. You signed your quarterback. They're both two of the highest paid guys in the league, and now you're about to drop more coin on Micah Parsons. Mike,
they got enough money.
I don't think you're going to be able to do all the things you want to do.
No, unless the cap's going to take another galactic jump next year. It may well do that. But, yeah, there's just no way. Dak's going to have to restructure. You're going to have to restructure Dak if you're going to lock Micah Parsons and have any money for anything else that you need, especially to maintain. Jerry's done a generally good job of the offensive line, restocking it, but that's going to be another question that'll come up because you've got to have the pieces around you. The running back thing, not having the money last year for Derrick Henry, they're trying to spin it like, oh, no, we didn't really want Derrick Henry. Remember that nonsense?
That's right.
So, to me, if you're Jerry, the only place you can go get that money, and that means you got to kick it down, the same situation we were in with Matt Ryan, then you're tied to Dak Prescott forever if you're going to use him to restructure. So how do you make that work?
I don't know if they will.
CeeDee Lamb going to restructure
well,
a year later?
The way you make it work is you wait until after the season. But then the price goes up if Parsons balls out, has another all-pro season.
Or in the worst case, you get franchise tag.
You could. And, I mean, that's what – look, if I'm the Cowboys, I'm telling Micah, we got you, but we got to wait until after the season. That's just where we're at.
If I'm Micah Parsons, blank you, pay me.
Correct. And that's why this is going to become an issue. We will see, but Jerry is appreciative that he is there. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. We're coming back. Lots of deals to be made in the NBA. Are the Hawks going to be a part of any of them? We'll fill you in on the latest superstar who wants out and where he may go. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. I'm excited, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's funny. I had a texter today, Mike, and a guy hit me up. He said, Dukes, I thought you said Mike said he wasn't going to be the hype man this year.
I lied.
And I said, well, you know, I mean, what do you want me to say? He said, well, Mike said earlier this offseason that he was not going to get excited about this thing. And here we are, mandatory minicamp. We're not even at training camp yet.
I know.
And Mike is pumping this thing up. I said, well, look, I'm kind of excited too. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Watching Michael Penix throw this thing around. And look, last year, I will tell you the difference between seeing him do that now and last year. I had no expectation of him playing last year. He was supposed to be learning, which he was, and he was coming in and doing everything they asked him to do. And so I just didn't have this expectation of, hey, Penix is going to be our guy, and I can't wait to see him. And then all the things that played out, now he's QB1. Jesse Bates, you'll hear what he had to say. He said he's QB1. He's worked his way to that. He deserves this opportunity. And, you know, Jesse was talking about the business side of things, and the fact is, I'm excited to see that now, which last year I didn't come into camp thinking about seeing Penix playing X amount of games. 404-726-0929. That's where we are, guys. Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. Bottom line for us with the Falcons is the expectation level is going to be off the charts, and it should be. And if you're not a fan that thinks it should be, then I don't know what you're paying attention to. I don't know where you've been the last 5, 6, 7 years. But we have to be on that same level as these guys taking this journey.
But again, guys, half the first round we know is busts.
True.
That's fact.
So, true.
You know, we're hoping that we got it right. We found out from Coach Ryan. It's funny because we said this all post-draft. They fell in love with James Pierce. I didn't expect the Falcons to say they actually fell in love with James Pierce. But they did, and he's a big piece and a big part of this. Just like they kind of fell in love to a lesser extent with Ruk Arojo and moving up all the way to the top of the third round to get him last year. These guys have got to bear fruit, for lack of a better word. They've got to have an impact. So from the outside, because you'll say we're too close to it, yeah, I'm excited to be here, excited to see the guys and all the new faces. But I say 10 wins. Still, though, the Buccaneers have got the team that's been there and done that. They're sitting atop that division year after year. And I'm not comparing Michael Penix to Baker. It's just about the total operation, Carl.
Yes.
Our defense has got to prove they can step in and get it done. I do think we can do some of the things we did in 2016, but we don't know yet. That's why, I mean, I'm a hype man, but I'm not, like, waving pom-poms right now.
I know.
That comes later.
It does. And hopefully we are. Look, I just want to feel good about and that's the crazy thing. Last year we felt good about the direction of the team and the way things started and even the way Kirk Cousins was playing. And then all of a sudden it was like we woke up one day and we're in a bad dream.
Right.
And then you were like, okay, I want to wake up. I took the wrong pill. I'm in the Matrix. What's going on? And then you couldn't get out of this dream when we just started playing bad. Look, there were games, and we could go game by game, and we're not going to. But I think, like, the games that really stand out. Mike talks about the Charger game. The Bronco game, where we go get our butts kicked on the road.
Right.
And we go into the bye week. And I was having this conversation. Tomorrow, actually, we're going to have him on, Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, because we were just talking about how last season was weird. And we were just having this conversation. But we go get our butts kicked. The Broncos game, guys, we didn't do anything. And then we go into the bye week. And Mike and I always say this, and I'm a huge proponent of this. You go into the bye week, and you're coming out, and you're playing your nemesis in the Saints.
Right.
Be ready. And we go into that Saints game, and it's like, and then Koo misses 3 field goals.
Right. And again, that's one where, you know, we knew the quarterback was not right at some point, sailing passes. But that's still a winnable game against a bad Saints
team. That's right.
And you didn't have when you don't have your fastball, okay, the kicker can bail me out. 9 points you left on the board, 12 points. So that's where that's one game right there, the Chargers game. The Broncos, you said it. You know, a couple of games where you're going to look like crap over the course of 17. Fans don't want to hear about it. There's always a game where you just come out and get smoked. Then we later find out that that's a really good football team and the first football team with that much dead cap to go to the playoffs.
No doubt.
Bo Nix kicked our ass.
Well.
That Bettino, who we should have drafted, kicked our butt.
Look.
That pass rush, they got after it.
Sean Payton is a hell of a coach. You cut a check for Russell Wilson and said leave and still went to the playoffs.
Right.
Most teams don't do that, Mike. It's what we're not able to do, who we can't sign. The excuses are so many things to overcome. He didn't do that. He's a hell of a – as much as I dislike him because of all those years with the Saints, it is what it is. And so my point is those stretches, you go on the road, you know you're about to go into the bye, show up, you didn't. You come out of the bye, show up, you didn't. It's those stretches that get you, and I'm saying, like, those are the things that cannot happen as we move forward. That's how you start to judge Mike, a coaching staff, and certainly the players, if they're in tune to what's going on. And that should have been a sign for me. It wasn't at the time because I was just thinking, all right, we've had a couple of bad games. But that should have been a sign that this defense, man, there was something curious
right.
going on.
Look, Jimmy Lake was in over his head. But
yes.
But this goes back to, you know, it's funny because some guys, and I get it, you know, you like Rye, he's charismatic, great personality. Some guys felt I was being too critical of him last year. He's not a rookie head coach. Yes, he had a long break between head coach experience from the time he kind of got screwed by the Glazer family, the Buccaneers, but he knows what goes on in the NFL. He's been around it for over two decades. You know, to bring in a guy like Jimmy Lake, who was not qualified for the job, let's be honest. You know, he was a good college coach, but he's actually blowing doors at Washington. So I don't know. It was apparent to a lot of folks, and we tried to press coach, like, when exactly are you – how? When did you kind of take over this defense?
Oh, I haven't done any of that.
And he wouldn't take credit for it, you know. But that's a problem. That's a mistake that can't be made. Then you throw in the clock management.
Yep.
That goes in with everything you just said about those things you cannot happen this year. We're going to go 8 years without making the playoffs with all this talent?
That's the problem. That's really fundamentally the problem. And that's why I am excited about the potential of what this can be. But I think I'm more excited because we just haven't had this situation since Matt Ryan was drafted. We haven't. To bring in Kirk Cousins was a free agent move. It was a Band-Aid regardless of how long it was going to last. Cousins was not going to be here the next decade, and we as a fan base weren't going to grow with him. We weren't going to fall in love with him, and we weren't going to see him grow as a player and become great from the jump, first seeing him and then 5 and 6 and 8 years in. That's what happened with Matt Ryan, and that's why he's appreciated and is going to be a soon-to-be Hall of Famer. I want to see that with Michael Penix, Mike. And I think we have the ability, or at least the capability, to potentially have that happen here as a Falcon fan base. 404-726-0929. We're up here at Flowery Branch just talking about things, man, and where we're at and the vibe. And it's good. And again, no issues, no complications. Cousins are not causing any problems. I just want you guys to get that out of your mind. He's doing his job, and I think that's not even going to be a discussion once camp rolls around.
You're going to hear what A.J. Terrell had to say about it. We spoke with Jesse Bates about it. Because one of the things, at first, when it went down in January, what he said at the Super Bowl, I said, I wonder how some of his teammates are going to handle that. And I think, you know, young guys are just trying to keep their head above water in this camp. That doesn't mean anything to them. Veterans, maybe there's a few guys. I said maybe some old salty guys on the line might say, hey, man, you're in the foxhole with me. What is this nonsense? You know, if you're not right. And I think there's a combination of guys expect guys to play with pain, but then it gets to a point where you can't function, you're hurting the team. And you got to be able to know that and just be straight with the team. But you'll hear from Jesse Bates coming up if you missed it. You'll hear from A.J. Terrell as well, where they say, look, guys handle their business how they handle their business. He's been a professional going forward. And again, it doesn't matter. It's something you and I, maybe the fans, talk about, but this team's eyes on the prize. Kirk's here, very expensive backup, but he's a team player. And Michael Penix said yesterday he's doing all the work, and
he
giving him all the help that he needs.
He did. Bijan Robinson comments from B coming up as well, and a couple of other guys who spoke today at Mandatory Minicamp, as these guys will now make their way to wherever they're headed. And they all have a game plan, by the way. I mean, as far as lifting, running, whatever it's going to consist of to maintain their physical, you know, shape. But also, you know, it doesn't mean that they don't get some time down, some downtime, should I say. And they're going to do that. Everybody's going to do different things. And when they get back, it's all business. But today was the last day of this, and it was a good, productive day for our Atlanta Falcons.
Everybody's here. You know, we talked about the new faces. Now, we didn't get to see Kyle Pitts for obvious reasons because they're being very protective of him. So that's another guy. We talked about Troy Anderson. So the two dudes who need to be doing the most along with the rookies aren't able to do it this year. So that's part of the storyline as well.
All right, man. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also, as we mentioned, in the 4 o'clock hour, you'll hear what A.J. Terrell had to say. And he is focused. Looks good, by the way. Looks like he's in, you know, we always say he's in the best shape of his life. To me, these guys always look that way. I don't know, like, from the first time I saw AJ when he came out of Clemson to now, is he bigger and stronger and more mature? Yeah. But it wasn't like he was ever out of shape. So I don't know if he's in the best shape of his life, but he looked pretty good here today at practice and certainly coming in and hanging out with Mike and I.
And Rook looked good. I was watching some of the defensive line issue work. Again, no issues to report. Talked about maybe James Harrison and his role this year on that defense as far as depth inside. Jalen Walker's, I mean, again, Jalen Walker just looks like he was built to be a football player. You know, and be the stud and leader of your team. And more of that, saw that today as well. Just on drills.
Yeah.
You know, just being a leader and just drills, let alone some of the practice stuff. And then some of the game scenarios that they did at the end of practice. But again, you know, it was backups throwing at backups. We got to see Felipe Franks catching passes today.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Don't want to see that.
Hey, more on James Pierce as well. What Raheem Morris had to say about James Pierce. A lot of people finding it interesting about Pierce. Remember, we went back into the first round, drafted him, traded for him. And he is a guy that you know, led the SEC in pressure rate and all these things that we've been talking about and something that we hope can help our team. But Raheem said something today, and a lot of guys are responding to it. We'll tell you about that. It is on the way. When we come back, though, Danny's got Yeah Man, No Man live from Flowery Branch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't want to upset David Bassidy up here at the Falcons, but since he's in the room, congratulations to the University of Texas women's softball team for winning the national championship. Now, look, this is an ongoing battle between Bass and I. He is an OU guy. OU softball team, 4 straight national championships.
Right.
The last 4 years, they were unbelievable. But Texas wins this year, so we always kind of go back and forth. But
who bought the girl from Stanford? Is that Texas Tech?
Yes.
And even Texas Tech couldn't buy themselves a championship.
Texas beat them. Right. But, yeah, big shout-out to Bass, man. Good, great stuff up here. Thank you so much for helping out, as always. It's Dukes and Bell. We got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys. Happy hump day. Get into a few things here. First off, I do want to give a straight-up Yeah Man to the Douglas County Tigers football team.
Yeah.
Coach Johnny White and his staff. I got a chance to stop by and hang out with them yesterday as they got into week 2 of summer workouts. So just want to say thank you and shout out to them for allowing me to stop by. So that's up first. Let's stick into the world of high school sports here, and particularly in Georgia. It was announced this week that the Georgia High School Association has implemented some new rules when it comes down to transferring for student athletes. Some of the new things that will have to take place, families will have to prove they've completely vacated their residence and have completely taken on a new place. So if you own a home, you have to prove that you've sold the home or that the home is on the market. All utilities are no longer in your name. In your new residence, everything is in your name. If anyone in that home has a driver's license, every member, new driver's license, has to reflect the new address. So a few other things. If you transfer more than twice, then you have to skip a year of eligibility your transfers have been approved. So a lot of stuff going on, and social media was reacting to it, saying, oh, such and such, no more powerhouse for them, and such, no more powerhouse for them. I'm not
going to
call no names. You know who you are. But, yeah, man, no, man. This is a good move by the Georgia High School Association to try to limit and regulate some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's gotten funky, Carl, about the same kind of things we think about college football, kind of applying out of high school football. So I think there's some schools that are pulling some funny business to your point about people on social media. But, yeah, I mean, I still think, Carl and I were talking about this before the show, I still think some of these things can be subverted, but it does make things, well, Carl, a little more thorough to prove you are actually living where you're supposed to be living.
So when I played football, high school football in the state of Texas, Friday Night Lights, the original Friday Night Lights movie, the book, obviously, we had a kid move from our competing school, one of our rivals. He's a big offensive tackle, about 6'5", 6'6". He was a Division I kid, but he played at our rival. And I remember his name was Marcus. God rest his soul, he's not with us anymore. But Marcus shows up at one of our summer workouts. And everybody's like, that's Marcus from Roosevelt. What's he doing over here? And we found out that Marcus was coming to join us.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's like, whoa, what's going on? Marcus don't live over here. And everybody was freaking out. But Marcus's cousin lived in our district. And Marcus used his cousin's address to come in and ultimately joined us. And he was a great player for us. Again, went to multiple state title games. But I think about that, and that was a big deal then. I can only imagine what has been going on and how kids and parents have been maneuvering to get their kids in certain schools, coaches promising certain things.
Right.
And I'm glad that the state is doing this. I'm glad that the Georgia State High School Football Association is doing this. What we want is your ability to have competitive balance at the high school level. No program should be so dominant year in and year out because you can attract a kid from the south side, Mike, and you're going to move him to the north side, Buford. And all of a sudden,
I was going to say Luford or Twoford.
Yeah,
I didn't want to say anything.
And all of a sudden, and I love my people at Buford, but y'all know what the deal is. And people, because the program's so good, kids want to go there.
Right.
And I get that, but there has to be some stature of limitations when it comes to how this is done. So I don't know if it'll work, but at least it's a start.
Yeah. All right.
I know that we've seen, and it's funny, even like at East Coweta, they had a kid move down from Pennsylvania. That happens all over the country, like what happened
from another state.
With Dylan Raiola.
Yes.
And then obviously you've established residency. But yeah, the funny business, county to county, or sometimes even in the same school district, is kind of strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to your point, too, remember the kid, was it Garcia, that came from California, went down there to Valdosta area.
That's right.
And then things were, and then he ended up at Grayson, and then that didn't work out.
Look,
so.
And while we're mentioning names, and look, I'm not putting anybody on blast.
Russ Probst,
But Valdosta for years has had a great program, but it got so good that kids wanted to go. Like, you're moving your family to Valdosta?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, we know about parents that are delusional when it comes to football, still only X amount percentage are going to make it to the college game and then make it to the pros. But, I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I know we all had that one or two kids in our high school that were like the mega superstar athlete, the four-star, four-athlete, you know, four-sport guy. But even then, I couldn't imagine somebody uprooting and doing the things you see. It's commonplace now in high school football.
Yeah, definitely is. And listen, kids, maybe this will make y'all stop posting that you transferred. All right, moving on. Illinois is going to charge sports book operators 25 cents for the first 20 million bets and then 50 cents per bet thereafter, as they are allowing gambling there in the state and all that, right? So FanDuel has responded and said, well, we're going to charge your bettors 50 cents per bet. Yeah, man, no, man. Should FanDuel just eat that cost?
Well, they're going to pass it on to, well, you. Yes, yes, they should, but they won't because the business model. So basically, Illinois throws this out there. There's a surcharge.
Right.
And then basically, FanDuel is going to make you pay it. So
right.
They're not going to absorb it. So basically, the VIG, as a former bookie, the vigorish, basically, the cost of doing business.
How much money did you make, by the way, when you were doing that?
Well, I've got a good friend, not the name, name's Jeff, who made a lot more money doing it in Tallahassee than I did.
Okay.
But I did.
That was a college gig,
yes,
right?
Yes. And I did. My area was, it wasn't that I was that bad as far as new customers. It was the bad paper I bought from other bookies. Mm. In other words, you're a bookie.
You inquired his debt.
You got $1,000 worth of bet. I buy that book off you for $200. And now some poor schmuck who's got this candy blank, who's his bookie, now I show up with some guys from FAMU.
Yeah.
And now you owe me $1,000 and the juice is running.
Okay.
And the guy's like, what? I go, yeah, 5% a week. So call your dad and get the checkbook out because things are going to get uncomfortable. So you get I got too aggressive in accounts payable. But 5% generally was the rule of thumb.
Okay. All right.
But that's for late.
You learn something new every day.
No. But some guys don't. Some guys just charge. Some guys won't charge any VIG.
Michael Nichols.
Some guys won't charge any VIG, and then no handling fee. But then once you get behind, then obviously the juice is running.
Wait, no, I totally get it. It's like, who's your guy? Michael Nichols.
Couldn't go back to Leon County for 5 years.
All right. So, but I don't. You're saying you like this with FanDuel or no?
I think FanDuel should eat it, but you know, because the margins are so big. Because
they are.
With FanDuel, the casual fan, because not to make a broad statement, a lot of guys still have no idea. They think they know about gambling, but they really don't know. I would think they should eat that and not pass it on to the customer.
Yeah, I agree with Mike on that. But I will say this though: the gambling aspect, we know this, guys, has become so big; it's legal.
And the almost, state of Georgia can do the same thing here.
Almost a half the country. Right? You can now place a bet, at least on an app. And they may not have table games, but, you know, you're seeing this, especially with sports betting. This is probably where it's going to go. This is probably where it's going to go.
Now, this year, again, another year came and went. We didn't even get it out of committee.
No.
Never got a chance to talk about gambling, right. Sports gambling. I just know when we do get it, with all due respect to the Georgia Lottery, subcontract out to somebody like FanDuel, and you have no involvement. You just simply cash the checks.
Right.
And let the guys who know what they're doing, let them run it.
There it is. Well, yeah, and then I can stop doing this offshore stuff.
Although, as Carl knows, they do pay. Some pay in crypto, and I did make some big money by leaving $20 in the account.
That's true. Now, it took him 2 months to get that money.
All this time. That's why I'll never. Carl and I, real quick sidebar.
That made me laugh.
Do you understand crypto?
Yeah.
Because guys that are smarter than me have tried to explain it to me. Crypto mining. All this, I forget. All I know is I left $20 in an account somewhere in the Caymans, and next thing you know, it's $900.
That's right. That's right.
Crypto. I thought that was Superman's dog. All right, last one. Dom, let's rock.
That's sports.
Yes, Cam and I are so honored to be your new host of BET's spinoff of 106 and Part, 106 and Sports.
106
So, Cam Newton what is this young? Ashley Nicole Moss announced during the BET Awards. It looks like it might have been kind of like a little clip. If you were watching the awards, you would have may have seen this.
Right.
But apparently, if you remember
in
the hit show.
Okay.
Yeah, remember if you remember the hit show BET's 106 and Park and AJ and Free and then I forgot the two, Roxy and Terrence J.
They're bringing this back?
But it's a different spin. It's a spinoff, so it's 106.
Wait, you're telling me, Bob Rathbun here, they're bringing back 106 at Park? Nobody was a bigger fan. By the way, you got any extra tickets for Wu-Tang tonight?
106 and Sports is the name of it. And
I'm crunk. I'm down with that.
Yeah, they're going to talk sports and
lifestyle,
you know, the culture, lifestyle,
my culture, my
all
people.
That.
All right.
Yeah, man, no, man. You down for this spinoff?
Okay, wait a minute. I mean, I don't want to – look, I'm not dogging
it. Is Cam going to wear his funny hats?
He is. I know Cam's going to be styling and profiling. I don't want to dog it out. I'm just saying, like, didn't I see this already? Mm-hmm. I'm just asking. Like, I get it. New host, 30-minute show. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I didn't get to the details.
Online only? What are we talking about?
No, it's going to be on BET.
Okay, it's going to be on BET. All right, look, I'll try anything once.
Right.
I want to give it a chance. But I feel like when I used to watch 106 and Park back in the day, like – I don't know. I felt like I got that. I got the culture.
Right.
When we weren't calling it the culture, I got the music and all the different things,
right.
And entertainment. I don't know. But I'll give it a chance. Look, I feel Cam, though. He's trying to expand
right
here with just, you know, beyond First Take and his podcast. And it's all love. I have no issues with that. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, like, be a regular. I'll give it a shot.
All right. Mike, you good?
Well, as my virtual Bob Rathbun, Stinger, I'm excited about this. By the way, where are we sitting for Wu-Tang tonight? I talked to old Dirty Bastard, supposed to leave me tickets.
I was going to be at the mosh pit, Bob.
By the way, I just was informed ODB is dead.
Yes. If you see ODB, Bob, you better check yourself.
Yeah, question your whereabouts.
Oh, check that. Wrong email. It's from OBD.
All right. Speaking of Wu-Tang, Dom, let's get out of here on this last one. Wu-Tang live at State Farm tonight. So last week, it was Mike Bell that had to do the speed racer thing from, where were we? Echo Park to State Farm Arena. Well, tonight, your boy Day-Day has to figure it out, and I got a lot more of a distance.
My advice to you, blow up doll. Blow up doll. The Hub Lane is your friend. When I was working in D.C., a guy got jammed in their version called the Diamond Lane using a blow up doll to pretend. And remember Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David hires a hooker so he can make it to the Dodger game?
Right.
So I would say, aside, that's not an option. I would say, go get a blow-up doll and get yourself down there.
What time's the show start?
So my friend thinks they're not hitting the stage till 8.
Okay, I was going to say, you got time. You got time.
Yeah, so we'll see. That's
Cash
my year,
rules
man.
Everything around me!
I made it down there in good time. The problem is, Carl, it's that intersection of Techwood, Sunny Hill Olympic Park Drive, and Marietta.
Everything just stops.
And you got people who don't know that the left lane's turn lane.
Oh, it's brutal.
And there's a cop who's got other people go, and it's just,
You're right.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Look, I'm not trying to – this is no secret stuff that I'm leaking out here. I think Atlanta Police Department spends 6 hours on traffic control when guys are in the police academy. Because let's go! Now, that's what, if anything else, Carl, if they ever build Cop Town, learn how to do traffic control at that thing.
Yeah.
They can simulate traffic jams. That's an area we need some improvement in.
When there are events going on. But, hey, man, looking forward to hearing about the show tomorrow. Have fun, Day-Day. It's going to be a good show, hopefully, man.
Thank you, man. That's all I got for our Yeah Man, this Yeah Man, No Man today, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
And by the way, Wu-Tang had a stint in Vegas, didn't they? Didn't they do that?
I think they did, yes.
I want to say they played out there for a while. They had a residency, as they call them.
Right.
Hey, man, we're coming back. We're live at Flowery Branch. You're going to hear A.J. Terrell. What did our star corner say about this team and his work he's putting in? Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.